Good morning, everybody. Today, as Colin said, we're continuing our summer sermon series looking at what our identity is as a Christian, as followers of Jesus Christ. And this morning, I'm going to be talking about being citizens of heaven, because that's what the Bible says we are when we believe in Jesus, when you put your faith in him, you become a citizen of heaven. So before we start talking about being citizens, we first need an idea of what heaven really is like first. Do you have a particular image in mind when I say heaven? If so, what is it? Is it all clouds and angels and pearly gates? Is it more personal to you than that? Or is it even a place at all? We actually have very little idea about what heaven is like. But what we do know about it comes from the Bible. Heaven, the Bible says, is where God lives and is where Jesus went to sit at the right hand of God when he rose from the dead and ascended from the earth. And he's still there now. Heaven is also where those who believe in Jesus go when they die. The best description we have of heaven in the Bible comes from the book of Revelation, where God shows St. John amazing images and visions about what will happen at the end of time. And towards the end of this revelation, John sees God establishing a new Jerusalem, God's holy city, where we will live with him for eternity. Revelation chapter 21 says this: "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" How wonderful does that sound? And what the Bible promises in this passage is ours. Life with God forever and ever, dwelling alongside him just like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. No more death or mourning or crying or pain. What a wonderful vision. What a wonderful future for us to look forward to. And it isn't a fairy tale or a romantic story. This is real. And it is ours when we put our faith and trust in Jesus. This is heaven, and we are already its citizens. We just haven't arrived quite yet. So that is what the Bible says heaven is. That is what we have to look forward to. But what implication does that have for us now? We're citizens of heaven, living in a foreign land. What does that mean for us? For the answer to that, we need to again turn to the Bible, this time to the writings of St. Paul, one of the writers of the New Testament, and who, based on his understanding of his own Roman citizenship, he is the one that calls us citizens of heaven. The most explicit example Paul gives of our heavenly citizenship is found in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 17 onwards. He says this: "Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Here, Paul directly compares the Christians to those who don't believe in Christ. He said that their mind, the non-Christians, is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. Paul is saying that because the readers are citizens of heaven, they should think and act in ways that are consistent with that citizenship, that their minds should not be on earthly things. Similarly, in his letter to the Colossians, Paul writes at the beginning of chapter 3, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, that is, things in heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. He says, because we're citizens of heaven, we should set our mind on heavenly things, on things that will please God, living in ways that he would want us to live. But that's easier said than done, isn't it? We hear all the time, practically every Sunday, about how we should be better at this or that as Christians. But how do we actually do it? We're fallen, sinful human people. How do we be better? I think the clue is in the reading from Colossians. When we turn our eyes to heaven, what do we see? When we set our minds on things above, what do we think about? The thing that makes heaven, heaven, is the eternal presence of God. When we turn our eyes to heaven, the first thing we see is Jesus, who, as Paul said, is seated at the right hand of God. We see his love for us and the scars he got when he died for us. Being able to live with God, with Jesus, for eternity is the best thing about being citizens of heaven. There is no contest. And it's only through the love of God and by the Holy Spirit living in us and by remembering all that we have in Jesus, all the wonderful promises of God, that we are able to live as citizens of heaven here on earth, living for God, not living for ourselves, with our eyes on heavenly things, not on earthly things. We can only do this not in our own strength, but through Jesus who loves us and who died for us. And as citizens of heaven, we're essentially foreigners here on earth, and we know we will not be here forever. The great evangelist Billy Graham once said, "My home is in heaven. I'm just passing through this world." We see the same thing in our Philippians reading. Paul says that as citizens of heaven, we eagerly await the return of Jesus. This then is the mindset that Paul urges us to have as citizens of heaven, that we know that our final destination is heaven, not the earth. So we ought therefore to live for values that outlast our life on earth, to live for heavenly values. From the perspective of eternity, we're here on the earth for but an instant compared to our time, if it can even be called time, in heaven. So, if we're to look at this entirely pragmatically, we should surely be spending our time here, preparing for our time there, storing up treasure in heaven, as Jesus said. Jim Elliot, who was killed while evangelizing an indigenous tribe in the Ecuadorian rainforest, wrote this in his journal. "He is no fool that gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. He is no fool that gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. He understood that this life is fleeting, but that heaven was eternal, and there would be his reward for doing what God asked of him. When we set our hearts on heavenly things rather than on earthly things, doing things for God rather than things for ourselves here and now, we too store up treasure in heaven. Treasure which Jesus said can't be stolen or destroyed, treasure which lasts. Because everything on this earth, everything around you right now, will fade and crumble and wither and die, including our bodies. But if we choose to believe and put our faith in Jesus Christ and in his death on the cross and resurrection for us, then we will live and reign forever with him in heaven. I want to encourage you to take hold of that truth today and to begin to let it change you. Let's live for things that will outlast our time here on earth. Let's do things that store up treasure in heaven rather than treasure here on earth in our bank accounts. And let's do all these things by fixing our eyes on our Saviour Jesus, currently seated on the throne at the right hand of God in heaven, who loves us, who died for us, and who one day will call us home to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the promise of heaven. I thank you that one day we can look forward to eternity with you. Lord, that's a truth that we often don't think about. It doesn't affect us. But it's so, so big. Lord, help us live for our time on heaven rather than our time on the earth. Help us prioritize that rather than instant gratification here. And Jesus, help us keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of our faith, the beginning and the end, our Saviour, our friend. We can only do this in your strength, Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Fill us anew, I pray. Amen.